The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Health. New California law phases out ultra-processed foods in schools. California will phase out certain ultra-processed foods from school meals over the next decade under a first-in-the-nation law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. The law seeks to define ultra-processed foods, the often super-tasty products typically full of sugar, salt, and unhealthy fats. The legislation requires the state's Department of Public Health to adopt rules by mid-2028 defining ultra-processed foods of concern and restricted school foods. Schools have to start phasing out those foods by July 2029, and districts will be barred from selling them for breakfast or lunch by July 2035. Vendors will be banned from providing the foods of concern to schools by 2032. Newsom signed the measure at a local middle school in Los Angeles. Newsom issued an executive order earlier this year requiring the Department of Public Health to provide recommendations by April on limiting harms from ultra-processed foods. The Democratic governor signed a law in 2023 banning certain synthetic food dyes from school meals. Legislatures across the country have introduced more than 100 bills in recent months seeking to ban or require labeling of chemicals that make up many ultra-processed foods, including artificial dyes and controversial additives. Americans get more than half their calories from ultra-processed foods, which have been linked to a host of health problems, including obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. However, studies haven't been able to prove that the foods directly cause those chronic health problems. Some school districts in California are already phasing out foods the law seeks to ban. Michael Jochner spent years working as a chef before taking over as director of student nutrition at the Morgan Hill Unified School District about 8 years ago. He fully supports the ban. Now they don't serve any ultra-processed foods, and all their items are organic and sourced within about 50 miles or 80 kilometers of the district, Jochner said. They removed sugary cereals, fruit juices and flavored milks, and deep-fried foods, such as chicken nuggets and tater tots, from their menus, he said. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.